Jane Fonda to host event to counter Trump's UFC Freedom 250 White House event. By Warner Todd Houston on June 12, 2026. Radical left-wing actress Jane Fonda will headline a so-called free speech event to counter President Donald Trump's UFC Freedom 250 event on June 14. The actress, known as Hanoi Jane for supporting America's communist enemies in the 1970s, is hosting her Rise Up, Sing Out event in New York City on the same day as Trump's big UFC event planned for Washington, D.C. "This is our documentary moment," Fonda told Reuters. "History is going to write about this, and I don't want to be on the side of people who said, 'Oh my God, things are so bad, what am I going to do?' No. I want to be out in the front." The concert will kick off at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, and will include appearances by Julia Roberts, Lily Gladstone, Bette Midler, Patti Smith, and Rufus Wainwright. "As America approaches its 250th anniversary, we have a choice about what story we tell. We can let strongman politics and corruption define the moment. Or we can make the story of America about people coming together. Across race, background, identity, belief, and community. To defend our rights and build a future rooted in people power." The event's website reads, adding, "On June 14, we rise up, we sing out, and we keep organizing." The dates of both the left-wing concert and the UFC's Freedom 250 coincide with President Trump's 80th birthday. Fonda has been among the chorus of prosaic left-wingers attacking Trump at every opportunity since his first stint in the White House. In March, the extremist liberal actress claimed that Trump was taking away Americans' rights and making the U.S. into a banana republic. "The attacks on the arts writ large," she blathered on CNN's The Source. "Writers, painters, museums, National Endowment of the Arts, state arts councils. These are all being defunded. People who Trump doesn't agree with are being fired. Networks who report on the war, for example, in ways that Trump doesn't like, are told that they may lose their license. I mean, this is what happens in banana republics and in totalitarian countries." That same month, Fonda claimed that Trump is mentally unstable. Despite Fonda's unqualified medical proclamations, President Trump has repeatedly checked out perfectly in his medical examinations. She is also fighting against the proposed merger between Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery, calling the deal a threat to democracy. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.